AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava says 11 people are known dead, some 150 others still missing, since last Thursday morning's collapse of a 12-story condo in Surfside, Florida.
Our teams have made significant progress on the site. Over the past few hours, our first responders did recover another victim.
That from WPLG, Assistant Fire Chief Ray Jadala.
It's not an issue of we could just attach a couple of cords to a concrete boulder and lift it and call it a day. We're digging through, again, rubbles of concrete the size of basketballs.
The building collapsed just days before a deadline for condo owners to start making payments toward more than $9 million in repairs that had been recommended nearly 3 years ago. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the airstrikes on Iranian-backed militias along the eastern Iraqi-Syrian border are a balance of retaliation and protecting U.S. forces.
Iran is a bad actor in the region, and they have taken part in and supported and participated in extremely problematic behavior in our view.
For a third straight day, cities and towns in the Northwest are expected to see yet another all-time record high. Seattle predicted to reach up to 110 degrees, well above Sunday's all-time high of 104. Portland, Oregon could reach 115 after hitting new records of 108 Saturday and 112 on Sunday. In Portland, light rail and streetcar services suspended as power cables melted. On the other side of the continent, Portland, Maine, the thermometer topped 95 today. Newly formed Tropical Storm Danny closing in on the South Carolina coast. Heavy rain and wind of 45 mile per hour. Forecasters say it could bring heavy rain as far west as northeastern Alabama overnight. Landfall expected this evening in South Carolina. This is AP News. Electronic cigarette maker Juul will pay $40 million to the state of North Carolina.
The penalty comes from a landmark legal settlement announced after years of accusations that the company had fueled an explosion in teen vaping. North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein had accused Juul of unfair and deceptive marketing practices targeting young people to use its vaping products. Juul promises not to advertise to anyone under 21 in North Carolina and says it will put restrictions in place for sales both online and at stores. Juul also faces hundreds of personal injury lawsuits from customers and families of young people who said they were hurt or addicted by the company's products. I'm Shelley Adler.
Lawyers for the Trump Organization met again today with the Manhattan District Attorney's Office in a last bid to forestall a potential indictment from an investigation of the former president's company. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.